This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, but we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loft Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame, Don McIntyre, and we are talking to a band called Poe the Passenger. Here we go. All right, Poe the Passenger. Look, it's not very often. I feel like I've been saying it more recently than I haven't been saying it, but that name's a fucking cool ass name. Like, you guys did great with that. Like, what does that even mean? What is Poe the Passenger?
Thanks, man. We almost went with Hoobastank, but we found out it was already taken.
You're a classy motherfucker, Sebastian. We're so happy to be here, but Poe the Passenger has deep roots. We love band names that are based on literary references. We get asked all the time, are we paying an homage to Edgar Allan Poe? No, not in a way. But the name is derived from a passage in one of Edgar Allan Poe's compilation books. It talks about being a passenger in life. And it had a special place in my heart because I had a relationship to the poems that Edgar Allan Poe wrote, because my dad passed away when I was really little, and my family gave me some of the books that my dad had and stuffed in some of those pages. Were some of his poems, and my family has sent me poems that my dad wrote over all the years, but they waited till I was old enough to kind of like really understand what was going on. And I never knew that he was a poet and artist. And I really just connected with Edgar Allan Poe's poetry. And coincidentally, I'll have to send you guys some photos, but my dad looks like Edgar Allan Poe, which is kind of crazy. He's got like the puffy black hair and the black mustache. So I found that quote. And at the time I was playing kind of like acoustically, and I didn't really know what to call myself because my name's Jeff Pridgen, which doesn't really roll off the tongue. Not a super cool name, you know, and I wanted to find kind of a name to go by. So I had a list of names, and I just couldn't beat Poe the Passenger. And that's what I was calling myself at the time. But that was really not the beginning of the band. The beginning of the band was when Trent and Matt came on board, and then later Kenny. But yeah, it's a literary reference from an Edgar Allan Poe passage.
Man after my own heart with Edgar Allan Poe.
I don't even read. See, I should. If I read more, I probably would know more. I would just know more things in general. If I read. So your dad was also a poet, you said?
Yeah, well, he was a businessman like any father from the Midwest, and I guess he was kind of in his secret life. He would write poems about my mom. And like my siblings are much older than me. So they knew a little bit more about it. And I never really got to meet my dad because he passed away really little, or when I was really little. And he just, I guess, had an affinity for poetry. And he was really big into like the darker stuff, you know, Robert Frost, and Edgar Allan Poe, all these things. And existential kind of stuff, you know.
Because you're the singer, right? You're the singer, yes, for Poe the Passenger. Okay, so
at least I like to think so.
is that why though you write music today? Did that influence your life as a child to be? And essentially, I guess if you're a songwriter, you're kind of a poet yourself, right? So was that a big influence on why you wanted to write music?
Honestly, the biggest influence for me wanting to write music was every Friday, my brother would pick me up from school and he would take me to FYE, and he instilled in me, he's like, hey, music is so, remember that shit? Yeah. He would say, yeah. He's like, music is the way to the soul. It's the way to enrich your heart. And he showed me every album as it came out. You know, when they did new releases on Fridays, that's how I heard The Black Parade. That's how I heard American Idiot. That's how I heard the Panic at the Disco records, all these amazing things. And I think I developed my love for music because of my brother instilling the importance of music in my life. And at 13, he put a guitar in my hand and he paid for my lessons. And he was like, I think that you were born to do this. And I'm thankful to him. And just the amazing bands that influence all of us. I think that's the reason that anybody gets into music, is you see somebody else doing that and you're like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I want to do that too. And now we're here.
When did the band form? How long have you guys all been playing together, this specific lineup?
Like
1989?
Oh. Take it away. Take it away.
No, we've probably been playing music together since 2017. It's really hard to find the origin of the band, the exact date. It's really tough. We've been saying recently, and this, we really mean this, when Matt joined the band, probably back in 2017 is when Poe the Passenger really became its modern iteration of itself. When we began writing songs that sounded like us is when Matt joined the band back in 2017. So
you're welcome.
Y'all welcome. We're welcome. Y'all welcome. It's true.
So he completed the family. There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Without a doubt.
Here's the question, you know, because of course I have a question, right? Because it's a podcast. So there's lots of questions. So are you guys out in the California area?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. So I never knew until I really started podcasting, people actually started like bands to like do like kind of pop rock. Because I would kind of put you guys pop rock alternative sounding. And I was like, who does that? Like, what makes you want to start? And you guys sound great. You guys sound fantastic, right? But like, if I'm going to start a band, it's going to be like a metal band, like a hard band. So everyone in the band decided, or it was it like a natural sound? Did you guys pick the sound, or is that just guys just kind of naturally came up with it?
Definitely. I think what's cool about Poe the Passenger is that it's an amalgamation of all of our influences. Anybody can chime in on this, but
hold on, Jeff back there looks like a serial killer.
Oh, Kenny?
He's just standing like...
It's a shame.
Ken, we gotta, dude. I mean, if he was
in the back of the head, okay,
if Kenny was a serial killer, he'd be Ted Bundy because he could fool anybody. He look how charming he is. Look at him.
Oh, wait, no, Jeff, just to see. I meant Kenny, not I wrote it down wrong. I meant Kenny, not Jeff. Jeff, you look normal. Kenny looks like the serial killer.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be normal. but yeah, what were we even talking about?
Well, yeah, how you guys started
is pop versus not pop. Yeah, I think
start a pop band, a pop rock band. Yeah.
I think a lot of our influences come through. We all write together, Matt, Jeff, and I. And Jeff is very pop oriented. I came up with a very different upbringing of more metalcore, post hardcore, Thrice, Circus Survive, Under Oath, As I Lay Dying. Mm-hmm. Matt more Muse and like a couple different heavier artists. And so I think a lot of that comes through with some of our songs off this album, like Bleach, are a little bit heavier, but Jeff coming from the more pop oriented stuff is you're going to hear more pop melodies, but with heavier music. And that's why I love this band, is because it's not like the early 2000s bands, the MySpace bands, where it has to be heavy music, screaming vocals is like got some heavier ish songs. But, you know, we have really, really great clean vocals from Jeff. And some of the stuff we're writing on the next album also is pretty heavy. But again, we're not going the whole screamo route because how long could you really stay an angsty team? Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. You're good. You know what? I'm going to say this. I heard your song Cold California. Maybe yesterday I finally heard it for the first time. And all day today I've been going, everybody,
It's catchy.
California, da-ba-dee-doo. It's so good. Like and you guys have a very original sound. I don't know whoever produced that. your chorus is like, it has like an echoey, almost like an audience kind of singing sound to it. It sounds good, dude. Like, so let's talk about this song So this episode is going to air on Wednesday, and this song and music video will officially be available Monday, the 29th.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Cold California is an anthemic song. It's got loads of energy. It's sarcastic because we're all sarcastic assholes. Yeah. And
Blue and sarcasm. Love it.
Absolutely. We wrote this in our living room, literally in the space behind us. We were drinking beers, kind of just talking about life. And we had a couple acoustic guitars going around. And we were like, let's try and write something kind of classic. You know, classic songs are written around an acoustic guitar or a piano. And somebody uttered the phrase, who knew California was so cold, I think out on the patio, because the weather was actually cold because it's a desert climate. And yeah, like the epiphany hit. We're like, oh my gosh, it's an incredible double entendre where it's like California is cold, like it'll give you the cold shoulder, but it literally also is a desert climate. So we wanted to talk about that in the song. And the whole song is like this roller coaster ride of like loops and valleys, or heights or peaks and valleys. And literally it's like, we'll build it up and then we'll take it down. You know, it's like I'm going to lay down by the beach, right, or by the ocean. But I just blew all of my money to get there because gas is so expensive, you know. But it's like, and I don't have enough money to pay my rent, right? So we wrote this song and we approached an incredible producer from a British rock band called Charming Liars. His name's Karnik Manukian. And we recorded the whole song at his studio. And funny enough, when we were doing gang vocals, it was just the three of us and me, Matt, and Trent. And the way to get like it to sound like a big ass crowd is to make voices. So like you like pretend that you're another person or another version of yourself, and you make these strange sounds. And if you really listen to Cold California in the chorus, especially at the beginning, you can hear us making crazy sounds, crazy voices, because that's the way to make it sound like a lot of people. If you sing a bunch of times in the same voice, it's just going to sound like a double. But instead, you have to make these crazy sounding voices, yeah, high pitch, low pitch, all those things.
What was Kenny doing out there, serial killing people?
He's going to give you shit.
He was orchestrating everything.
Kenny Studebaker is the next Jimi Hendrix. So
yeah, you guys got to watch out. Okay. He's a man of few words, but let me tell you, he's a legend, legend in the making.
Yeah. You know what? And people don't realize California actually is cold. I'm from California. I'm from the Bay Area. Right. Mm-hmm. When I was out there, I was out there for the 4th of July. I totally forgot to pack a sweater. And because it's like July now, I'm living in Oklahoma, like it's so hot here. But in California, anyone that's not from California, if you go to California, especially like, well, really almost anywhere you go, it can get cold at nighttime, especially in the Bay Area. I don't know about much about LA, but I assume it's probably similar with that. It's that cold Pacific Ocean, man.
Absolutely. I mean, and the whole song's also an analogy for, you know, how tough it could be to make it in California if anyone's ever tried moving here because they have dreams of Hollywood or what have you. It's all about that, you know, coming here with a certain idea of California and then meeting the bitter reality of it.
Right.
Okay. Let's check it out right now. Here we go. It's called Cold California, right? Cold, comma, CA.
Exactly. Like it's a city.
Okay. All right. Oh, right on. Here we go.
Somebody sorry. Throw your worries to the sea. Who knew California? On the surface, we're alright. Hollywood is still on fire. Who knew California could be so cold? Every day it feels just like Nirvana.
All right.
could be so cold. Who knew California could be so cold?
All right, there we go. You know what?
I actually love that.
Dude, that sucked. That was whack.
Dude, that was in whack. No, it's not. I actually really love the song and the video.
Sorry, it's not harder. We need to write harder songs.
No, I'm going to tell you, I listen to hard music. I'm all about metal. However, when you find songs that are, like you said, the clean vocals, the catchy, the vibey, that's what you want to listen to all the time. Sure, when you're raging or you go out or something, you want to throw down. Of course, throw on the screamo, you know? But that's what you really want to hear and listen to on a daily basis. That's something radio worthy. So there you go. That's my opinion.
One of my favorite lines you said is, out here, the waiters are all famous, man. That line itself, that's a great line because it's so true out in California, like Southern California. People are waiters and because they're trying to get into acting or get their big, you know, their one chance to make it huge. And I mean, how many waiters are into acting out there? Probably a ton of them.
Too many.
All of them.
Do you know what it reminded me of? The Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino. Started out as
Are you kidding me right now? We literally just watched that movie.
Are you fucking kidding?
We're serious. It's the most random movie.
That's epic. Oh,
I love that movie.
I've never actually seen
Keanu.
I need to go watch. You know what I like about you guys? It's not, and Don knows this, not everyone comes on to the podcast is prepared. They have fun. Not everyone's like that. And you guys are fantastic. Great energy. I can only imagine your fans really loving you guys. In fact, I saw a Poe the Passenger hat on the dashboard in the music video. Mm-hmm. So sometime this month, I'm going to purchase some merch from you guys. Cause it's such a great song. Now, Jeff, I also want to talk a little bit about you. Cause you've done some acting yourself. Have you not?
Yeah, usually light porn. Light porn.
I can find you on porn on what's it called? RedTube or porn?
No, like, let me chime in on this.
None of the famous sites, mainly Reddit stuff. So, none of that. Very wholesome family stuff, some Netflix stuff. But yeah, I mean, I've been auditioning for a long time. I was joking about this on another interview. I literally I did a Zoom call to play a dead body on NCIS, and I didn't get it.
What?
All you got to do is play that, right?
You want to be an actor, right?
He's so animated.
Yeah,
that, you're
too animated. Did you say
that's
that?
So true.
You need to sit still, bro.
Did you watch to see who got the part?
No, I have no interest in that. But yeah, that's how my acting career is going. So thank you. Thanks for opening that one, Sebastian.
He was also on a couple Netflix shows, so he's just being humble. Ooh. You know, Mark Maron show, Black AF or Blackish. I'm actually, sorry.
Black. I've seen Orange is the New Black.
That's very different. That's a completely different show,
it's
but
Orange is the Black AF.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. But yeah, no, now I just have the upstanding privilege of acting in our music videos, and hopefully.
Well, no, he was supposed to play Larry Bird, but Bo Burnham beat him out. Isn't that true?
No, they actually cast some other dude, some like European guy.
Can you play basketball?
No, not very good.
I guess you have to.
Yeah, well, Larry Bird doesn't dunk, so I could just pretend shooting threes. But yeah, it was funny. I actually, for that audition, I dyed my hair blonde and tried to rock a 3-day-old mustache, and I was drinking a beer during the audition. Obviously, I didn't get it. So, yeah, you know, things are good. Things are pretty good in the acting world.
They should let you drink a beer during audition. I don't think that counted against you. I don't think that would count against you.
You should totally be able to drink a beer during, like, podcasts and auditions.
Hey, that's what I'm doing right now. Actually, you know what?
Not a beer, but I'll cheers you.
Before I played your song, I actually poured my beer. I tried to sneakily pour it into a cup because I was like, I probably should pour this in here. But then I forgot I took a sip of it earlier, so I just looked stupid. It's like, what? You just had a beer, and all of a sudden he has a cup?
You're like, these Christians don't want to see me drinking a beer.
I don't see me smoking all the time.
I don't think a lot of Christians watch my show, to be honest. If they do, they're not following the word. If they're watching my show. Okay, the album is called, is it Alenia? Alenia?
That's actually pretty close.
Yeah,
everybody is butchering this, it, but
yours is the closest.
Yours is the closest. It's pronounced
good.
Alenia.
Alenia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was close. What is that? What is that, like a name?
Yeah, Alenia, there's actually a restaurant in Chicago called Alenia. That's how we found out about it. But it basically is Latin descent. It's like the little P that indicates a new paragraph, a new thought. Oh. We like to think that it's like off the line, so it starts the next chapter, a new beginning.
Oh, that's right, amazing.
I love that.
I can't wait. If this is the single you guys are pushing, I cannot wait to hear the other songs that you guys are going to put out there. Like, I'm not a huge... I do like pop music. It's nice to listen to sometimes. Sometimes I listen to so much damn metal and like heavy punk rock and get tired of it. But I want to check out every single one of your guys' songs. How many songs are going to be on this album?
It's going to be 10 in total. Yeah, again, you know, some of them are a little bit heavier. You might like a song called Bleach. You're going to hear some Nirvana influences, maybe a little Thrice influence, but
cool.
Again, yeah, not all the songs are super pop oriented. I mean, there's going to be pop structures and not a lot of like instrumental sections per se, but I mean, there's some heavier songs on the album.
I'd like to say like the formatting of this album is very in line with what our influences were.
Yeah. So someone give Kenny the microphone back there. Someone give Kenny.
I was just thinking
Kenny's not allowed to talk. Kenny's not allowed to talk. Sorry.
I'm not allowed to talk.
He's got a knife in his hands. That's why he can't hold a microphone, guys. Come on.
Actually, no. The reason is his words are so valuable. He charges $100 a minute. So
I mean, just the look. This an expensive interview for us, please.
I want to know what Kenny's favorite song is.
That's outside his contract
to play on the album. What's his favorite song?
What's your favorite song, Kenny?
To play live.
Bleach. Easily Bleach. That when we play that song live, it's usually like I would say towards the end of the set. It's you know, you've already played like however many 5 or 6 or 7 songs already. And when we play it, it's just we just come alive and it's fucking amazing.
It's
and
energy.
Yeah,
I get goosebumps every time I play it.
I always find it interesting that a lot of times the song that the band is pushing for, like their single that's maybe more radio friendly or gonna hit the crowds, you know, bigger, it's typically not the favorite song the band likes to play.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the poppiest song, Cold California. It's not the band's favorite to play. I mean, we like it, like if we're judging from a listener standpoint, but Bleach is insane. I've said this before, but I've been caught playing the drums while Kenny is playing Bleach, while we're all playing Bleach, and I'll forget that I'm playing drums, and I'll think that I'm an audience member watching the band playing, and I'll be in such awe that I've completely messed up the song before, completely butchered it in the chorus, and be like, oh yeah, I'm playing too, and then kind of come back and maybe subtly recover, but... These guys kill it during that song. That is the band favorite, as you say. And it's the heaviest song that we have off the album. And I think it's the album closer, correct? Yep.
Well, it's amazing that you get lost in it so much like that. I mean,
it's hard not to. Yeah. These guys give it everything. I swear. I come up on bands like Under Oath that I watch their live performance and I say, this is the epitome of live performance. If we are not meeting this, then we're not doing our job correctly. These people pay good money to come out during a scary time to watch some entertainment. Let's entertain the people.
And that's not amazing. I love that.
People go to concerts to be entertained, not just hear music. They want it to be entertained. And if you're sitting back there and drumming and watching your own band and you like that, you know that the crowd's going to feed off that energy because you guys sound good. And that is so freaking cool. And that's a good thought to have. Not every band knows when you do a show, you got to be entertaining to the audience, especially if they don't. Let's say a few people in the audience don't know who your band is, right? They're just there to watch a concert. You guys happen to play. If you guys put on a great performance, you just made a new fan. Even if your music wasn't that good, they're going to like it, but you guys also sound great. I'm just saying if you did suck, they would probably like it if you put on a good show anyways.
Well, here's the thing. When I go to a lot of venues, I do a lot of talent scouting. it's amazing to see a band that you've never heard of, and they bring so much energy. You're like, hold up, wait a minute, do that again. Well, let me see it, bring it. You know, and it like you said, just getting lost in those moments is incredible. And then you have something to push on. Like, come on, guys, if you've never heard this band, listen to this. Word of mouth goes a long way. You've got to have stage performance, stage presence. Bring the performance, the energy. It makes all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry, Matt, if you want to touch on that, but
I'm sorry, baby.
we think about that every time we perform. We go, hey, everyone in this audience has never heard us before, even though if they have or have not. And so we talk about what you guys were talking about is, hey, a lot of these people are seeing us for the first time, so we need to give it our best show possible.
Hell
and
yes.
even if you don't like our music, guess what? You're going to be like, that was entertaining as all hell, and I'm so glad I went out tonight.
Yep.
Hell yes. And another point I wanted to make too. Sebastian says pop. That is not pop to me. That's like pop rock. It's pop rock.
Pop rock. I said pop alternative.
But like, okay, I love Stand Atlantic, but I didn't know what genre to put those in, And I'm like, hey, no, I know. Pop rock. Hell yes. So yeah.
What's
you guys, man? To me, are like with Stand Atlantic. That's great.
Yeah, all right. I'll take it. Hey, and by the way, you know, Cold California is the only song on the album that's in a major key. The rest of the songs
everything
are
else is
in a minor key. It's very sad, harder stuff. So
I'm listening. You know, I'm checking guys out now.
Good. Please you do. Literally just listen to the shell that lies to you. Like, the deeper you go, you're going to be like, oh, wow, this is way darker than I thought it was going to be.
Hell yeah.
And you guys' personalities on top of that makes me even want to check it out even more, because you guys are all just fantastic. I want to talk about, we're going to get off here pretty soon, but I do want to talk about what besides the serial killer back there.
I love his laugh. It was great.
He likes the song Bleach, because that's
don't provoke him.
Kill someone.
I'm poking the bear. Teddy bear, come on up.
Sorry, Sebastian.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about you guys' touring real quick. I don't know if you guys ever played in Oklahoma, but if you do, I would definitely go to a concert in Oklahoma. But let's talk about tours. You guys, any tours planned out for this new album that's dropping?
I wanted Matt to talk about the time that I kissed him on stage, because that was kind of crazy.
Was it Britney Spears, Madonna thing? Didn't they kiss on stage?
I don't know. Something came over me. I mean, look at his locks, man. He's got a ponytail in the back. It's like, look at this. It's kind of crazy.
Did you slip the tongue?
it was gently on the tips.
Just a tip. It was just a tip.
I will not divulge how much tongue. I will not give a percentage on the amount of time.
We're gonna leave that for Jeff's Reddit page, okay?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we're planning on hitting the road in March. We were gonna hit the road in September, but we ran into a couple of snags with some dates and some places. And obviously it's extremely difficult with COVID going on. We did a very successful tour called the Lose Control Tour back in June. So we're going to revisit some of the states in the western part of the United States, rather. And then we're going to broaden out. I don't quite know if we're going to make it to Oklahoma just yet, but stick around. Check us out, PoeThePassenger.com, for more information on our tours and all those things. And, of course, we're super active on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us a DM if you want us to play somewhere. There's also this incredible feature on Bands in Town. So if you go to our website and check out our tour, there's a little section where you can actually suggest a show. You can say which venue you want us to play at or what city you want us to come to. And obviously, we're going to move our way out from the West. We're in Los Angeles, out to the East, probably driving. So it's not likely that we'll get to like Pennsylvania right now, but be patient. We'll make it. So that'll be happening in March. We're going to announce that as soon as we possibly can. But if you guys want us to come to a particular place, just let us know. Okay.
I like how prepared you were for this episode. God,
absolutely. Yeah. You guys are amazing. Since I've been on here for the past year, they've been the most prepared band I've seen on here.
Yeah, most people just don't get what?
Well, Matt's not wearing pants, so how prepared is that?
For my
surprise, show, I'm just kidding.
That's actually pretty prepared. Like, if you're over prepared. Like, you're
wearing khakis, buddy.
All right, guys, I guess that's all the time we got. Anything else? Any last things you guys want to say before we get off here?
There you go.
I'm It's an incredible honor and privilege to be working with these guys. These are some of the best musicians I have ever had the pleasure of working with. The one thing I always think about every time I finish a show and I'm going home or I'm lying down to bed, I always think, oh my God, I have the most talented fucking friends. And
that's cool. Yeah.
He's talking about somebody else. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know who that is. So
that's how much of a serial killer he is. He's really good at acting.
Just kidding. We love Kenny. We love Kenny. Thank you so much. Check out our album, Millennia. We have a show September 2nd at the Peppermint Club. It's going to be amazing. I'm telling you, we're pulling out all the stops. September 2nd at the Peppermint Club. We will see you there. Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
You guys stay right there. Go ahead. You want something else to say? You got one last thing?
I was just going to say, Matt knows where all our information is, and he's going to
merch links. Yeah. Everything. Give us.
What up now?
Merch links. Thepassenger.com. At LinkedIn. We're at LinkedIn.
We're on Instagram.
Instagram. Twitter. Indeed.
If you want to check out our merch, just go on PoThePassenger.com. Search up merch. See what you like. Hit us up.
We're at Glassdoor.
We got Glassdoor. We got LinkedIn. Yeah. We got Indeed. Twitter.
They're on every platform. I got to type in Poe the Passenger. Like, it's easy to remember. It's catchy. It's awesome. You guys, hey, stay right there. Don't go anywhere until after the outro song, please. Please, I want to ask you something else off the air. That's all the time we got. Check out Poe the Passenger. Check out my podcast. And last thing, do you guys have a what's that thing where people go to pay money?
Venmo? Yeah, Venmo.
Patreon.
No, Patreon. A Patreon page.
Yeah, a fans only. Absolutely.
Only fans.
StubHubs. We're on there.
Yeah. Matt's really not wearing any pants.
Venmo at Poe the Passenger.
All right, you guys, stay right there. Thank That's all the time we got. Check out our app in your app store. Type in the Loud Spot on your app store. Check it out. Friends on YouTube, every audio platform. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
There we go. Here's the outro song.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.